Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Matt Velasquez of the Journal Sentinel joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Matt, how you doing, man?
I'm great. Glad to be talking with you.
Yeah, me too. We're glad you're here. I wanted to ask you a little bit about this Bucks team this season. Now, we know that the Lakers are on a little bit of a run here. They've got 33 wins. The Bucks still hold the conference record at 35-6. Let me ask you this. They have a point differential of plus 12, which is by far the best in all of the NBA. What is the Achilles heel of this team, if there is any?
You know, I think that we've seen there have been a few games this season where they haven't shot the ball well, and they're kind of an average three-point shooting team to this point in the season. And so when you are an average three-point shooting team, you're going to have nights where, you know, you're below average and you're not shooting very well. And in those games, they were able to win some of those on this road trip, but when you're playing some of the best teams, that's when you can run into trouble, especially if you pair that with the other team getting hot themselves. But I think out of their six losses, I think five of them have come when they've, you know, shot fairly poorly. Their hope is that they're not going to shoot poorly for 4 out of 7 games in a playoff series. And so far, I mean, it's been pretty hard to beat them if they shoot reasonably well.
They took the loss to the Spurs in that back-to-back, and right after that, they went on a winning streak. Now 3 in a row, the Warriors, the Kings, the Trailblazers all on the road, finally back at home, which is going to be a packed downtown tonight with the president in town, but taking on a lackluster New York Knicks team. One of the things that I find interesting is now they're discussing, well, can this team get to 70 wins, 72 wins, 71, you know. Look, as much as I want to see this team maybe get a record and get to 70 wins and all that kind of stuff, that'd be fantastic. But really, I think a lot of people are looking at this Bucks team saying, hey, you know, when you're in the finals, let me know. Do you get that sense?
Yeah, I think that's true. I think everybody is excited about, I mean, everybody in Milwaukee at least is excited about this Bucks team and what they're doing. And if you watch them on a nightly basis, I think you're generally having a good time. They're an entertaining team, entertaining product, especially with Giannis. But everybody, I think it kind of helps to have had the Warriors of 2015-16 so recent in people's memory, where they had 73 wins. They were entertaining and they were great, but they didn't win a title. And, you know, so that's the big black mark on them, you know, for all time. But, you know, for the Bucks, it's like, okay, well, no one really cares. Like, okay, you can catch the Warriors and you can go crazy and try and catch them. But why? Like, the goal is to win a title. And so, get to the finals. That's the important thing. This Bucks team hasn't been to the finals in a long time. And so get there. Do everything you can to focus on that. Don't go all out on the regular season. Make sure you get that one seed. The one seed is very beneficial and useful. Other than that, you know, just set yourself up for the most possible success come playoff time.
One of the things that I found interesting going to that exact point was Chris Middleton the other night was quoted as saying, you can't win a championship in the regular season. Is that his thought, or has that been the mantra, if you will, coming from Coach Budenholzer?
Yeah, I think that's a whole team thing. I think they all know where they fell short last year. I think they all know what the goal is for this year, and that they were so close to attaining it last year. They were up 2-0 in the Eastern Conference Finals on the eventual champs. Went to double overtime in Game 3 and had every opportunity to win that game, and after that, still win that series. They know that for having 60 wins last year, they don't get like a medal. They don't get some kind of special recognition. That's not what they're going for. They need to take whatever they do in the regular season. Giannis has said it a million times, build habits, do everything they can to prepare for the playoffs, because that's when they really need to be at their best, because that's what their main goal is.
I think Terry Stotts, Portland's head coach, said it best the other night. He said, look, they shoot, they pass, they're unselfish, they have rim protection, they have interchangeable parts, they've got experience. He went through the whole laundry list. And I don't think he's singing false praise because his team got beat, by 19 points. I think what he's saying is this is a team that is built, and they really don't have a big glaring weakness, correct?
Oh, yeah. It's hard to find one when you have the best defense in the NBA and the third best offense in the NBA. Oh, and you have the MVP of the league and a bunch of guys who fit together well. I mean, it's something that opposing coaches have been saying, not just this year, but last year too. I mean, this team is well built and well set up to succeed, and that's part of the reason why they're doing it.
Is it unfair? Do they feel a little bit slighted? Because we all know the state in which they live. It's a football state. And do they feel a little bit slighted right now by the success of the Green Bay Packers and the attention being paid?
No, I don't think so. I think that, for some of the guys, they're not really paying attention to it. It's not really on their radar. And for other guys, they're like, oh, man, this is exciting. Let's try and lean into this, enjoy this. As much as we can, obviously, because they're doing their own season, they're on the road, they're traveling, whatever. But I think that they're into it. I know the Bucks as an organization, I think they're all the way in. A week before the Packers even played, it was their last home game, and they were trying to make sure that they synced up with them. They had their back the pack T-shirts and all that. So. I think there's some synergy there, and obviously with Aaron Rodgers being a part owner of the Bucks, I think everybody on the Bucks would be rooting in that direction.
Talking with Matt Velasquez of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, I wanted to get to that point. Anthony Davis at Lambeau Field over the weekend, Aaron Rodgers, obviously a minority owner in the Milwaukee Bucks. Could there be anything made of this? Should Anthony Davis say, hey, I want to go to Milwaukee?
I'm sure if he said he wanted to go to Milwaukee, they'd march Aaron Rodgers out there at the first opportunity they got. As a selling point to kind of make that happen. But I just think that if he's, a Packers fan, as he professes to be, if he's an Aaron Rodgers fan, this is just typical, athletes supporting other athletes. And, maybe there's nothing to it. I mean, he could very well stay in Los Angeles this summer, and there could be, nothing at all to talk about. Joel Embiid is a big Packers fan. Doesn't mean that he wants to come here. It's just kind of fun for fans to speculate and have fun with. Just because of, how social media is now. But I don't think there necessarily would be anything to it, unless Anthony Davis wants there to be, in which case I'm sure the Bucks would find ways to welcome him with open arms.
The other question I have for you, could there be anything considered from the NBA as far as tampering goes?
I don't think so. I think that this isn't like Aaron Rodgers going out of his way, to talk to or talk publicly about Anthony Davis. This is Anthony Davis going to a football game to see his favorite team, which happens to feature a minority owner of the Bucks, and unless Aaron Rodgers was quoted as saying, "Hey, let's get him to the Bucks," I really don't think there's going to be that much made out of it.
One of the things that I've been following, by the way, we're talking with Matt Velasquez of the Journal Sentinel. I've been following the numbers all season long for a guy like Eric Bledsoe. Bledsoe's numbers are obviously important into the whole of the team, but really all eyes are going to be on him and Chris Middleton once we get to the postseason. How have you seen Eric Bledsoe, and even Chris Middleton to a certain extent, how have you seen them this year, knowing that, off in the distance is that playoff record and is that playoff run, and how have they handled the preparation for heading towards the postseason and thoughts of what's happened from last year?
Yeah, I think to start, I would say you first brought up Eric Bledsoe. Obviously, everyone remembers how he shot so poorly in the Eastern Conference Finals. He played fine in the first two rounds, and that was good, and the Bucks advanced. But when the Raptors left him open, he couldn't make the shots that he needed to. And so I think that something that he has tried to do over the off season and even during this season is to, work on his three-point shooting, to be able to find the spots that he is comfortable in, make sure his hand is under the ball, all kinds of stuff so that, he is able to practice and prepare and keep teams honest. I remember writing a story earlier this season where he was getting out in games and he was trying to set a tone. He was trying to shoot a lot because he knew that teams were going to sag off him. And if he could make some shots early or at least show them that he was confident in shooting them, then that would maybe pull the defenses up a little bit and create driving lanes for the people. Additionally, he's been getting better at his free throws. You're going to be a guy who's going to be driving inside the paint, trying to get and ones, trying to get fouls. Better hit your free throws. And he's been doing that at a pretty high rate. And I think going to Chris Middleton, he's just been great this year. I think he's found a better, comfort zone in terms of his shot profile. Last year he had more threes. This year he scaled it back slightly, but he's finding those mid-range twos that he likes and that he's good at. His effective field goal percentage, which takes into account, two-pointers and weights a little bit more, the three-pointers, is the best of his career. And so he's in a really good groove. He's playing out of post-ups a little bit more and is very comfortable in that. And there have been times where he's had to kind of run the offense and take the ball up the court, and he's been finding guys and dishing off pretty nice passes. So I think that, everything the Bucks could want of him so far, he's been doing that, and it's the kind of stuff that you can easily see translating to playoff time.
Matt, always great to talk to you. We certainly appreciate it, and thanks so much for hanging out with us today, okay?
Yeah, great. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it, pal. There you go. Matt Velasquez of the Journal Sentinel. You can find him at Matt_Velasquez over there on Twitter. Find him there. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You want to work hard and they'll treat you fair. That's the way it goes. They've been doing that for a long, long time. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.